A group art exhibition shining a light on neighborhood blackbirds is opening at the Eldwick Arts Center in Sydney. Rituals of Flight is bringing together three Canadian artists, Angie Arsenal of Ottawa, Nelson McDonald of Cape Breton, and Robert Bean of Dartmouth, to showcase crows and other blackbirds throughout Sydney's historic North End and Ashby neighborhoods, as well as mainland Nova Scotia and even further. To find out more about the exhibition, I spoke with Robert Bean, a media artist, writer, and teacher who is Professor Emeritus at NASCAD University in Halifax. A solo and group artist who has participated in exhibitions across the globe, Bean spoke about this exhibition and the wonder of birds. What can you tell me about the arts installation that's going to be coming up here at the Eldwick Arts Center?
Yeah, so Melissa Kearney, who's the curator here, 2 years ago started a project with three of us, myself, Nelson McDonald, and another artist, Angie Arsenal. And it had to do with the fact that we were all doing work that had to do with birds, and I think pretty interesting and engaging levels. And she thought that bringing us together into one exhibition would make for an interesting show, maybe a reconsideration of what it means to look at birds.
Great. And tell me a little bit about the exhibition itself. What can people expect when they head down?
Yeah, it's called the show is called Rituals of Flight. So Nelson's project is a film that he's made with soundtrack of the murder of crows that lives on the harbor in Sydney. And I think everybody in Sydney knows very well about, you know, the large number of crows in the city.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a familiar sound.
Yeah, he's made a very evocative film about the birds and the flying. And it's all black and white. Some of it's done analog, some of it was done digitally, but it has a very grainy feel to it, and it's a little bit it's otherworldly. It's very interesting. The other artist who I'll be exhibiting with, Angie Arsenal, is also originally from Sydney, and she's done a series of projects that deal with different sort of environmental concerns, and she does a lot of walking in the city. She's currently living in Ottawa, and she's done foraging projects on the brownfields, looking for edible plants that are growing on the cap of the tarpons, and it's a natural history, if you like, of what's now going on now that that reclamation has taken place. But she also too has been interacting with the crows, and she's been having conversations with them. I mean, birds like crows are very intelligent. They've got very advanced communication system amongst themselves, and they're capable of mimicking each other and actually mimicking the sort of sounds that humans make. So she began engaging with that and keeping a diary of the things that happened when she was engaging with the birds. My own project is, the title of the project is called Lines of Flight, and it brings together a whole series of projects that started as far back as 1979 and I'm still working on this project in 2026. And so what I've done is I've started to bring it together in new forms, and partly to look at the environment of the birds, the atmosphere, the environment they live in, and the consequences of climate change as humans have imposed on the world, and through something what I call poetic ecology, which is instead of giving you all the fantastic data that climate science has already provided us with, it's about returning to kind of a more personal approach to why we should care for the environment.
Wow, that's really interesting. So I guess the next thing I would just ask, and you kind of touched on it quite a bit there, but what are you hoping that people take away when they come up to the exhibition? What are you hoping that they learn, experience, anything like that?
I think maybe there's I can never really fully answer that question. I don't think there's one particular message to get. But I think if people come and can relate through their own experience to why perhaps they love birds. I mean, most people I know, right from the time they were children, have had a total fascination with birds. And they're always there. They're always around us. We're always seeing them out of the corner of our eye. Young children have a fascination with. So there's a sense of enchantment with that relationship. And I think if somebody comes to the show and leaves with that feeling again, or it reaffirms their own feelings of enchantment in the environment, then I think we've done something that's useful.
Great. Is there anything you wanted to, anything else you wanted to mention about the exhibition, or anything that you think people should know about it?
Well, maybe not about the exhibition in the whole, but I mean, I live in Dartmouth, but I come to Sydney quite often, and I love coming to Alduig. I love this space, and I really love the contemporary cultural scene in Sydney. I think there's a lot going on here, so I'm really happy to be showing my work here.
That's really great to hear. Well, I appreciate you taking a sec to chat with me, Robert. This is really great.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been a conversation with artist Robert Bean about the Rituals of Flight art exhibition at the Alduig Arts Center. For the local, for Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.